Padre Pio had the incredible gift of reading hearts and glimpsing the future. But there were moments when even he didn't have all the answers. Join me as we explore a story that shows how this great saint, like all of us, had to rely on God's will, especially when faced with the unknown. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story comes from the book, Padre Pio, The True Story, by Bernard Ruffin. Within its pages, we find an anecdote that reveals how Padre Pio's supernatural wisdom wasn't an automatic power he possessed, but rather a gift that depended entirely on God's will. Now, of course, Padre Pio was famous for his ability to read souls, foresee the future, and understand the hidden things of the heart. This story doesn't deny those gifts. Instead, it proves that they relied on divine grace. They weren't some on-demand powers. This particular story involves Padre Pio's only nephew, Ettore Massone, so it's a bit more personal. Listen to this. Ettore, the son of Padre Pio's favorite sister, Felicita, who unfortunately died during the Spanish flu in 1918, had suffered from epilepsy since childhood. Because of his condition, the college administration decided they didn't want to keep him enrolled, as they feared taking responsibility for his health, or rather any potential injuries. But when Padre Pio heard that Ettore had been dismissed from school, he made a classic, albeit human, mistake. He assumed the worst, that Ettore had dropped out voluntarily. When the two finally met, Padre Pio angrily shouted at the boy, "Get away from me, you rascal! You have a lot of gall just to come into my presence." Poor Ettore, understandably confused, asked, "Why are you talking to me this way, uncle?" "Because you dropped out of college. Go away," Padre Pio replied sternly. Ettore stretched out his hand and said, "Uncle, read this letter." Padre Pio took the letter, read the true reason for Ettore's dismissal, and suddenly realized his mistake. Overcome with emotion, he laid his head on the desk and began to sob. This concludes the anecdote, but the author offers further reflection. It is clear that the source of his supersensible wisdom was not some personal psychic power. When he was asked a question, the answer to which was beyond his normal physical and mental powers to give, he did not consult some astral record. He asked Jesus. Sometimes Jesus gave him the answer, sometimes he did not. The author shares a touching example of this from after the death of one of Padre Pio's close friends. Feeling the weight of loss, Padre Pio prayed aloud, "Jesus, you know how much I love you. Do not be offended if I say that this time you were cruel to me. You took my friend without first telling me, just as you have done so many times with other people." Even Padre Pio, with all his gifts, was left in the dark at times. But before we continue, if you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate, while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of souls, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us bring his teachings to many. As a member, you'll also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. So please help. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to our story. Furthermore, the author concludes that when it comes to understanding the nature of Padre Pio's supernatural knowledge, it's best to describe him as a prophet. He was, after all, often called the prophet of the people. But let's take a step back and clarify what we really mean by prophet. In the modern imagination, we often think of prophets as people who predict the future like some sort of spiritual weather forecasters. Sure, Padre Pio did at times foretell the future, but this wasn't the core of his prophetic gift. The author of this story notes the biblical sense of the term prophet is quite different. In scripture, the Hebrew word for prophet is navi, which means one who proclaims. A prophet, in the biblical sense, is essentially God's mouthpiece, someone chosen to deliver a message, not necessarily to predict the future. This is the role Padre Pio had. He was a man called to convey the will of God to the people, often in the form of spiritual advice, correction, and yes, at times, even prophecies. Thank you so much for watching. If you found today's reflection on Padre Pio's prophetic gifts helpful, or if there's something you would like to add, please let me know in the comments section below. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.